I don't deserve to be an afterthought for making plans with someone. That is what it is. And I do deserve that. I want someone to make me a priority. I want someone to make me part of the plan, you know?
But the sliding up pussy is a homicide. But the sliding that pussy is a homicide.
Welcome to Hookup Horror Stories, the podcast where we spill the tea on sex and dating. I'm Demi Wild, your resident sexual deviant. And today, I don't have a guest deviant. It's just me. I'm just going to be talking to you about something of prevalence that I believe is pretty important, I guess, to be talking about. So, if you like this video, be sure to like, share, subscribe to this channel. Again, it's just me talking about this. So let's get into it, shall we? Today I'm actually going to talk about ghosting, which I find a very fascinating topic that happens quite often. And I wonder what the psychological like compulsion to this, because I know I've been guilty of it. I know it's happened to me quite a lot, especially recently. But I feel like it's something that happens specifically to like people that have like maintained relationships online or even just like dating online. Say you're on Tinder, you're on the Bumble, you're on all the other apps or whatever. And then just people just disappear. They'll match with you and then they don't say anything, which I find a very odd practice. Like, are we on this app consciously? Are we just swiping mindlessly? Perhaps. I just find it very strange how that practice still maintains of prevalence in this in today's society. Especially because like I feel like we're not actively dating. I feel like we're actually passively dating. I feel like when we're just like on the apps and we're swiping mindlessly, that we're not actually looking for a partner. We're not actually looking for, at very least, we're probably looking for a hookup, and that's fine, to each their own. But the people that are on the apps and they are actively looking and searching and wondering if this next match is going to be something, anything other than just like a non-response, it can be very disappointing. And I feel as though it happens quite a bit. So specifically, let's talk about what I've been dealing with on Tinder. I have been going through a lot of these messages, and I've matched with quite a few many people, but the conversations always end. It's always ends. I don't understand if like just people just not turn on their notifications or something, or are they like just not actively on it? It just doesn't make sense to me. I understand you don't have to spend every minute on there. I don't spend every minute on there. I'm on for like 10 minutes and I'm off. But when you do match with someone and the compulsion, isn't there a compulsion to actually talk to them? Like, don't you actually want to talk to them? Instead of just like, oh, we have a match, and then you get the notification, which I assume everyone does, and then you don't say anything forever and ever. It's like, what the fuck? So that's been happening. Also, I had a really weird... somebody swiped right on me. And so I thought he was cute, and I swiped right back on him. We matched, And I saw on his profile that it said, I have a recurring nightmare from which someone with a Harry Potter tattoo, or I match with someone and they have a Harry Potter tattoo. That being said, I have a Harry Potter tattoo. It is quite substantial. It takes a lot of my shoulder space. It's actually pretty cool. I like it. And I think if you didn't actually know what Harry Potter was, you wouldn't actually know what it is. So there's that part to it as well. But also, why would you put that on a dating profile? Like, you're explicitly counting out someone with Harry Potter tattoos, which is a weird thing. It's a really, really weird thing to be anti against. Like, I think a lot of people have Harry Potter tattoos these days. So, but also, it just made no sense because that's all that there was on his profile. There's nothing about him as a person other than he's just anti Harry Potter tattoos. I don't know if he's anti tattoos. He doesn't seem to have any, but specifically Harry Potter tattoos, which I find very odd. So I swiped and I said, hey, I just wanted to say, hi, I have a Harry Potter tattoo and you swipe right on me. So let's talk. And basically what it boiled down to, I asked him why it was such a nightmarish thing for him, that it's nightmare fuel. And he basically said that there's way better movies and books to be into, which granted is accurate. Sure, there are way better books, like, but he also said to grow up, which was so elitist and bullshit. Like, people like what they like, first of all, and you can't just completely strike off someone because of their interests. Like, obviously it's not a match because you guys aren't into the same things, so obviously that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. Yeah, duh. But to actually go on the profile and say this, and then to tell the person that you're asking, that's actually just genuinely curious about why it is that you dislike this thing. And then they said, grow up. And mind you, this person's 28 years old. This person is a, what I would consider to be a Zoomer, like a Gen Zer. He's only 6 years younger than I am. But at the same time, it's kind of like, damn, like, what? It's just very strange. So, you know what? I explain myself, but I don't feel like I need to explain myself that much. People like what they like, and to actually comment on someone's body and their interests is just a very immature thing for someone to do anyways. And then to also say, grow up, I feel like that's projecting. So, that being said, I unmatched this with this person. That wasn't going to happen. So whatever. Goodbye. Perhaps I ghosted them, but not really. But also, something did happen to me this week, and it was very, it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It hurt my feelings a lot. And I had a friend of mine who was visiting from Vancouver, and we had made plans several days beforehand, even months beforehand, to be real, to spend a day together, to like hang out. And I had to work the date that we settled on, but I was off at like 4 p.m. It was not like, let's go out at 5 or something. It wasn't that bad. And this person knew this for a while, that I had to work on this day. Yeah, sure. No problem. Day before came, and they said that instead they had decided to go to Universal Studios. And I was like, but we had plans. He goes, well, and then the Universal Studios plan canceled and changed, and then instead they were going to go to Venice. Already all over the place. Like, you're going over there, you're going over here. We had plans, mind you. We didn't have anything like set in stone, but we had made these plans days beforehand. You know, we were probably going to go get dinner and like hang out somewhere. But the day before, just changing the plans, changing the thing, deciding instead you're going to go to Universal, then that changes, and then going to Venice instead. And then basically they said that, you know, I'll get back in contact with you when I get back to the area. Mind you, they're only staying a mile from my house. They're not staying that far from me. We could easily get there. It just made me mad because the day came and I got home from work, didn't hear from him at all. And no plans were made to, you know, reestablish something new. Do something else. Then I get a text message days later, the day that he's supposed to be leaving, and said, "Woo, what a trip." And I didn't respond. I don't feel like I need to justify that action. I was upset with this person. And also, I felt a little neglected. You know, you make plans with someone and you don't follow through and you go, "Oh, this sounds like more fun. Let me go do that instead." It's offensive. It's rude. And, you know, and then to text back days later, which is like, I'm an afterthought. I'm not even a priority to you. So it is what it is. I don't plan on really speaking to this person again. I also feel really good about that decision because this person also has a history of this before. The last time this person was visiting, a similar situation had happened where I didn't feel like I was a priority. We did hang out, but it took a little bit more like renegotiation. And so when you step more into your power and you start making better decisions for yourself, you start choosing better people to be around. And I'm not saying this person's a bad person, but you start negotiating your own boundaries and you decide for yourself that, like, no, I don't deserve to be treated that way. I don't deserve to be talked down to because of my tattoos. I don't deserve, like, that's a silly thing. I thought we were way past that as a society. Apparently not. I don't deserve to be an afterthought for making plans with someone. That is what it is. And I do deserve that. I want someone to make me a priority. I want someone to make me part of the plan, you know, to feel included, you know. I could have gone to Venice. I wasn't doing anything besides working. I could have gone afterwards. You know, there's other things that can happen that can renegotiate these plans. And then to just disappear on someone is just, it's rude. And I think that once we start treating each other with respect and inclusion and to be treated like you give a shit, I think maybe we'd be on the mend. But until then, I hope you enjoyed this short solo episode. I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about until today. And I'm glad I got it off my chest. And I hope you guys benefit from this. If you have been ghosted of recent days, comment below. Let me know how you feel. We're in it together. We've all been ghosted on. But that also doesn't mean that you deserve that. So, yeah. Like this video. Subscribe to my channel. And we'll see you next time on Hookup Horror Stories. Be sure to check out the episode description for our guest social media links for more information on this show, or to read my blogs, Hookup Horror Stories and A Deviant's Guide to Sex. Or if you're interested in receiving a personal tarot reading from me, visit DimitriWild.com. Stay deviant.
Remember, subscribing might not be worth it, but it's also not optional.